Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
All right, if people weren't feeling very awake this morning, they're going to be very awake after this segment. What are we talking about,
Kirsten? Yeah, lovely, the lovely, soothing, relaxing sounds of dubstep.
Yeah. I've been searching high and low for an air horn in the Sting Bank, and we just don't have one, so we're just going to have to do it with our voices, guys.
So it's an EDM, I guess what you'd call, you know, a dance music, as dumb as that term is, because you can dance to any music, but There's a thing called EDM. So it's sort of in that genealogy, but very British. That sort of 90s, you know, sort of because the African British community is actually, a lot of them are Caribbean and Jamaicans. There's a lot of sort of reggae dub influence in their EDMs, and that sort of lineage of drum and bass and garage and two-step and grime. So it sort of emerged out of that kind of British milieu. And I guess when people try to talk about authentic dubstep, they really want it to at least acknowledge the Jamaican roots.
Cool.
And the Britishness. And so there's a suburb in London. I had to look this all up because people act as if you should know, called Croydon in South London, that where it emerged. And so people feel it really reflects, you know, Croydon, whatever the milieu is there. And so it was people playing with, you know, so it's not like DJing. It's playing with some of the software, like PlayStations and Fruity Loops, to really sort of play with these electronic sounds but still keep it a dance.
I got to say, this is Tess's wheelhouse more than it's mine. Tess,
I feel like
pick
it gets a bad rep sometimes.
Well, we're going to talk about the bad rep with our third track.
Okay.
But should we have this?
Tell us why. Tell us the bad rep.
I just feel like sometimes people... Well, I don't know. I'm speaking probably from more of a New Zealand. I know Mount Eden dubstep came out, I don't know when that was. But that was really cool at the time. Yeah. And then as it kind of faded out, people were just like, ugh, remember that thing?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it really.
And it got really like, people just
maligned.
Weren't into
I was afraid
it.
Of doing it. You know, like I've been putting it
off. Yeah. But actually a lot of it is... like, there's the really popular stuff, but a lot of the stuff as well that is still being made now that comes out of London is actually really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of... It's got its sort of two elements. The small club, and then it became so popular it's the outdoor venue.
Yeah.
You know, not even the big club or the big stadium. We're talking... So it's got that sort of
like
two
festivals
ends.
And that kind of...
You know, I think they were surprised how popular it got and that it became mainstream. I don't think any of them expected that this... So you can hear this sort of weird, wobbly... It's unashamedly electronic. You know, it's not trying to hide the beep boops.
You know what I think is interesting is we've talked about this on this segment before, about how in New Zealand we get the blend of what happens in the UK as well as in America.
Yeah.
I think dubstep's probably quite a good example of where we've taken a lot from that UK... Sort
yeah, and then
culture.
We're skeptical of the American.
Yeah, there's a bit of
was Americans probably didn't get the British version, and they, you know.
But like when Mount Eden dubstep came out, that was like that was the coolest thing.
Yeah,
you know, like that was what everyone was listening to at that time. Well, not everyone, but you know, a lot of people were.
It
and
was
like
extremely
they,
popular.
They were having all these gigs and shows around Auckland, and they would just be. Jam-packed, like, you know, sweat from the roof kind of situation.
Well, it's a fun sound.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear it. It's fun. Although what's funny is some of the artists will be playing today, like Scream, and then the next one will be playing Rusko. The debate between spooky and dark versus fun and happy. Like, they're trying to keep a balance. Like, this is club music. Have a good time.
So what are we listening to right now? We're listening to Midnight Request Line by Scream. Who's Scream?
He's one of the iconic dubstep, he'll acknowledge he's not the inventor, but he's the one that, with this song, like, came out and a lot of people started knowing it. And he worked at this record store. I love this story. That's that classic story of the record store where all the DJs hung out and they all made music and knew each other.
Because Scream did a lot. Scream got quite famous for doing a lot of remixes, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other way. I guess we've seen it with some EDMs. You try to release... songs as singles so you can like do the proper chart money route, which he did. But like some of the other EDMs, it's a flavor that you can add.
He did that remix and
getting
I feel like everyone will know this, the LaRue and For the Kill one.
Yeah. Oh,
and that was so famous.
Oh, wasn't the big drop, he's saving a bigger one. But you can feel in the club that pulsing of everybody together. Yeah. And the drop is satisfying.
Yeah. That is a thing about it, isn't it? You do feel very satisfied when that comes through.
Is it through things like the remixes that you were just talking about, Tess? Is that kind of how it started to bleed into, like, popular radio stations and stuff as well? Because I remember that was huge on BBC Radio 1, which is, like, the biggest pop station in the UK.
Well, remixes do, right? Because they're popular songs that...
Yeah, but see, then you're not establishing yourself enough as an artist. So Scream was able to do both. Do the remixes to get known because who's this person, but we know the song he's mixing.
We've had this fantastic text in which says, we had dubstep, then Skrillex came along and ruined it with his chainsaws and made poop step.
Well, you just wait. You just wait. We're going to be talking about Skrillex very soon.
He's
going to
shut it off.
Yeah, I don't think Skrillex is... Because, you know, I'm partial to a bit of dubstep, and Skrillex is not something that I would turn on to play, you know?
And I think maybe that's where some of that maybe bad rep has come from, is people are like, oh my God, dubstep, Skrillex, you know?
But we've seen this happen so many times, these genres that start in this real underground sort of community group of people. Oh, you can really hear the wobble. Here's the wobble. And you can, like, see the speakers pulsing in your mind.
This makes me want to go out, I gotta say.
So,
but then it gets picked up by the mainstream, which on the one hand is good. You're like, people discovered our music. How fantastic. But then it becomes too much.
Amelia's the other person at BFM who loves dubstep, and she was listening to some of the songs you sent through yesterday. And this one, she was just like, this just slaps, you know?
So this is Rusko.
I want to know where the texts sit on the dubstep spectrum. Where are you with it? 5395.
Those electronic horns are such a good sound.
You can see how it would be annoying. I think it's kind of annoying at 8 in the morning, but I can see club horns at 11 at night with the lights and the...
But then
robbing people.
This can be quite different to, like, some of the stuff that's... I mean, I guess it's the same BPM, but it feels slower, or it feels more less electronic, or less, like...
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of swearing in this, guys, just heads up.
What's called?
You've heard it before.
Cockney Thug.
Cockney Thug. But now, who's Rusko? Tell us a bit about Rusko.
He's, you know, considered really in this British genre and, you know, part of this establishment of shifting into the mainstream and having singles... I'm just bobbing my head. My head can't stop.
Can't help it.
And he's one of the one that tries to make, you know, in his newer stuff, is trying to make it happy and heavy.
Happy and heavy.
Someone has said Croydon dub Skrillex is not dubstep.
That's right.
And Rusko directly influenced Skrillex,
unfortunately. I want to know if that text is like... Rusko, yes. Skrillex, no. Or like, Rusko, what have you done? Created a monster.
Right.
Someone texted in saying
monster.
Notting Hill Carnival vibes, which I feel like it is really, like, that's an iconic festival.
Well, that kind of also
London.
Reaches back to the Jamaican roots as well, and the Afro-Caribbean roots.
Well, that's
too.
Possibly the difference too when it goes to America. It's not carnivals. It's those massive Lollapalooza, Coachella.
Yeah.
You know, like, the shift of the venues is different too.
Mm. So you're saying when it went from the UK, made its leap over to America, it started to go outdoors and bigger.
Right. And that was the sort of venues where it played. You know, it wasn't these dark, you know, urban clubs with communities. Yeah. And so that's sort of a real shift, I guess, of its focus as well. And I, you know, but you know what's funny? When I remember when dubstep came out in the era you're talking about, but, you know, eventually, to me, it wasn't Skrillex that killed it. It was when you started hearing it on ads.
Yeah.
Like, for V.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And cars.
That's
and I'm
true,
like,
isn't it?
Do people know, like, my parents know that that's dubstep, that someone's wobble.
Someone's texted in saying, dubstep is now almost a caricature or a punchline, but the pure stuff like this is great. You can't not move.
I think that's a very good call. Very
someone
good
else
call.
Has said, honestly, I'd rather eat wasps than listen to dubstep.
That's very specific.
That's yay. Well, you know, it's good to find one detractor.
You're going to absolutely hate the next song then, friend.
So we've got two schools of thought. Terrible or the original, the OG British-based stuff was good. And then
I think I agree with that. I think this stuff's fun. Like, doesn't this make you want to go out?
Yeah.
And
but the dancing, I don't know, it just evolves into the pogo. and yep. everybody's rubbing up against each other. Have you been to those games? The sweaty. Ooh.
This text is quite good. Someone said, dubstep reminds me of driving my office juniors to the mountain while they drank in the back of the work van. Then they partied in Coonie all night. And then the next day I would ride to Turoa by myself because they were too hungover. Then when I got home from the hill, more dubstep.
Nice. I'm sorry about this, everyone.
Yeah, this is a terrible song, isn't it?
No, I think it's great that shifting into the mainstream. To me, it's like, you know, MC Hammer in hip hop. Like,
okay,
it's a part of the story. You can't always stay that little small thing that only,
yeah.
you know, 400,000 people heard. Like,
but there's still pockets of that, right?
Apparently, yes. Yeah.
So, like, I think, especially in the UK and places like Bristol and
yeah.
those cities, there's like,
this is the parody. But you know, if you're in America and you didn't have access to a Croydon club,
yeah.
you know, and you heard this and you went, wow, what a great sound.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's departed from...
It's hard to listen to it, isn't it?
Can we also just talk about the fact that Skrillex just released a song with $$ Kanye West, FKA Twigs?
I saw that.
Wow, that's a package,
combo.
That one.
We're a bunch of artists.
Someone else is texting and saying, we used to go to the Franklin Road Christmas lights and listen to dubstep the whole time, which is such a combination.
Okay, that sounds fun.
I'm finding it hard to picture that combo, but
I feel like it makes total sense.
I
want to
know what memories people have of Mount Eden dubstep on the text machine.
Text those in, 5395.
Now, some people have tried to give the American Skrillex post 2010. Okay, so the other ones was 2005 to 10, calling it Brostep.
Brostep.
Yeah, Brostep. To give it a separate name, to acknowledge it as something different.
Okay.
Some people felt it was pejorative, but some people feel it's useful in that. Okay, it's a version of dubstep, but it's like a different.
A study found that dubstep stops mosquitoes breeding, the high and low frequencies.
Apparently this specific track, we were just Googling this before we came on.
Yeah, apparently there's scientific proof.
This Skrillex track is
I feel
known
like
to
we
be
should
good at that.
Also acknowledge how male dominant it is.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the real downfalls of the genre is that it's, well, I guess you get
it
in a lot of genres.
Don't blame dubstep
but
for misogyny, bro.
particularly bad, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, even calling it Brostep is acknowledging that just a bro.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, we had an artist we couldn't play today because of poor behavior. You know, like that bro culture.
Somebody said, don't forget the influence of breakbeat and New Zealand dub on dubstep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I hadn't come across it, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought New Zealand dub's funny. Actually, we should probably do it because
it's like a thing.
It's like a name that means. Like, it's different. Like, it's not dub. It's New Zealand dub, which is its own thing, you know?
Yeah.
Someone said it's good through headphones if you have to work hard on a farm or an orchard, etc.
To me, this is a weird juxtaposition. This sort of electronic, urban, or even massive party. And then apple picking. You know, don't you want to listen to some pan flute or something while you're apple picking?
Someone said it stops humans breeding, too. Yeah, I feel like people who don't like dubstep really feel strongly about not liking dubstep.
I do think it does get, like, maybe an unnecessarily bad rap.
It does. I agree.
Yeah. This track is maybe not helping with that particular point we just made there. But the other two, yes.
Someone else texted in saying we used to have dubstep parties at my flat. It descended into just two people sitting around on YouTube trying to find the grimiest drop. Fun at the time,
no,
kinda.
That's just thrown me so straight back into like high school vibes. I'm not sure I enjoyed that mental trip there.
Someone said saw Mount Eden dubstep open for Lorde when she did that free concert at Vector.
Oh,
man,
yeah?
I couldn't stand them. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, if you're going to a Lorde gig and Mount
that is
Eden
an
dubstep,
odd,
that's such a weird combo.
I also feel
bands.
Like that was past their prime, maybe, you know?
Maybe.
Like their prime was like 2010, was it, when that came
Why
out?
Why were Mount Eden dub opening for Lorde? That seems like two very different bands to put
gig?
On the same lineup. Yeah. That is bizarre.
Don't know.
It was like when they had Kanye and U2. Remember that concert?
They did say it was a free concert, but I'm not sure.
That makes more sense to me somehow.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't know. Lots of egos in one room.
Someone said dubstep, simply quite yucky, like vomit.
I like this. Simply quite yucky.
Yeah, there definitely seems to be two very different sides of the fence going on.
But
here.
What I want to know is it musically that they're not liking it, or is it those other cultural vibe?
Yeah.
The fans, the people who like it that you don't like, you know, like,
yeah.
Because actually, musically, I think it's, I mean, that's quite innovative, right?
Yeah.
If you think
totally.
Of the average pop song and for music to get to this point with the wobbles and the weirdness, I think it's really creative and odd and different. But yeah, so I'd be interested to know if they just like hate people.
Well, I mean, some of these texts seem to indicate a little
mouthful
bit of both.
Mouthful of wasps is a strong call.
It is a strong call. I actually really enjoyed that segment,
but
though.
But I can hear the
Kirsten.
Waspy sound. Actually, I get that. You know, like, that's a beautiful image. I think that works.
Well, we just listened to Scream, Rusko, and Skrillex, and we were talking about dubstep. Thank you very much for that, Kirsten. What will you be bringing us next week?
We're swinging back again. We're going to do Delta Blues, the Ooh. Original, the blues.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that. See you then.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
And